My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Ladies
and gentlemen, please,
would you bring your attention to me? For a feast for your eyes to
see, an explosion of catastrophe.
Starring.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
You have to admit that a freshly mowed lawn smells fantastic.
It really shouldn't have a big fishy smell.
No, it should not. No, it should not.
If your lawn smells fishy, call the authorities.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
CMB, Cash Money Brothers, Nino Brown and them. We coming up in here and we selling out.
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
Speaking of movies based in New England,
yeah.
Watched one that came out in 1991 last night.
Uh-huh.
I didn't finish it yet, so no spoilers, please, but Sleeping with the Enemy.
Excellent film. Julia Roberts kills the guy at the end.
Nope. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, you should not have mentioned it, Courtney. You do that to yourself.
Are you kidding?
Sorry.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that. Like,
talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
Do you dip your pizza in ranch?
Yes.
Yes. So why wouldn't you enjoy deep fried ranch, I guess?
Cover me in ranch. I'm in.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill!
Go!
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right. What is going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What is up? Hey, Curtis, welcome back.
Welcome
back.
I missed you all so much.
Hey, Mr. Kato. I feel like we missed you at some point. I don't know. When was that, Courtney? Do you remember when it was? Was it Monday or Tuesday?
Yeah, Monday we definitely did.
No, Curtis, we missed you every single day. How was vacation?
It was good. You know, as you all say with the 2-year-old, it's more of a relocation than a vacation, but was around for a bit, went down to Florida and back here, and had a lovely time. Missed you guys. Caught bits and pieces. Yep. I enjoyed deeply the amount of people that were outraged by Courtney's real talk. I thought that was very funny. People people continuing to talk about how much they don't want to talk about it, right. Which I thought was a funny way to react.
Boobgate.
Yes. Boobgate.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Small little mistake.
Well, I mean, I feel like right off the bat, we should discuss the absolute shock to the college football world.
Wow.
That occurred last night. We need the fight song though for the two alumnus that are in the room. Sean, if you could. There it is. Curtis, what is the alma mater called?
For Boston.
Okay. For Boston. What a win.
Right. Wow.
What a win for Bill O'Brien's Boston College Eagles last night.
That was massive.
Oh, goodness.
Can I have a very brief complaint before I get to all the happiness?
Oh, yes. Gosh.
Not a complaint, an idea. Going forward, instead of the 30-second BC ads, which are all great about campus life and why you should go to Boston College, mm-hmm. I think it should be 30 seconds honoring the Goudreaus. I feel like that would be a better use of the time.
Yes.
But I thought even Bob Wischusen, BC alum, on the call, perfect guy to do it. He did a great job encapsulating that horrific tragedy. But that game, Wiggy, the team that needed the gadget plays to score was Florida State.
Right. I told you.
Like, BC is legit. I know Florida State's not a great team, whatever. But that was the first time since Matt Ryan where I watched a game with BC against a great opponent play just a normal game and dominate against a top 25 team.
I'm just going to get my lead out of the way mm-hmm. right now. The last time BC beat Florida State was at 2017 at Alumni Stadium, a home game. The last time that they won in Tallahassee was 2008. Now, I know Curtis is older than that, but 2008 was the last time that they won in Tallahassee. As somebody who's been to a Florida State game mm-hmm. at Florida State, that's not an easy place to play.
Nope.
The fact that they were there, and I'm sorry, sometimes I listen to the games and all I hear is like they pick a team sometimes, the play-by-play people, and then they choose to just kind of roll with them, and then anytime that the other team is doing anything remotely good, it's like, man, well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, yeah.
And the big thing last night was BC kept suffering from cramping. Because it was so hot, 90
yeah, it
degrees,
was hot down there.
61% humidity. But it was like, oh, God, do they have enough depth if everybody's going down with cramping? It's like, give me a break. The fact that Bill O'Brien was able to walk those guys in there mm-hmm. into that type of territory and win a game in that fashion, I know nobody's shocked. I am all in. Like, everything about it. Everything about it. They did. They looked legit. They looked good. I don't care if FSU wasn't that good. They looked good.
FSU's
BC looked
good. They're top 10 team.
Well, 10.
I mean, they were coming into the season.
10.
They had very high expectations. It wasn't like they beat a team that was an unranked team.
At home.
Yeah. I said this from watching the Florida State versus Georgia Tech game. I said, if BC can run the football, because Florida State's D-line, they didn't do a good job against the run, and BC ran the football right down their throat all night long.
And old takes exposed that fan, that FSU fan that said if they lost to BC, he would eat actual dog poop. Yeah. I want to know where he is this morning. Because I just, everything, in FSU.
He is in the elevator at Echelon.
FSU trying to leave the ACC.
Right.
Oh, you think you're better than the ACC? You've just gotten your ass handed to you by two ACC teams back-to-back. Mm. Give me an effing break.
2 weeks. Yeah. They got another ranked team in Mizzou.
Yeah, so they have a bye next week. Thank God for that.
Hey, listen, it's exciting, and it's exciting for you two and for all of mm-hmm. the Eagles and the double Eagles and even the triple Eagles, Curtis.
I have to say the most shocking part of last night is when Florida State got it within a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
And they had that gadget play. I don't know how to pronounce the guy. The receiver was awesome on Florida State.
Yeah.
And BC gets the ball, and every BC team of my entire life throws an interception or fumbles in that spot. Tie game, they lose. They went down the field 60 yards because the idiot shoved the BC guy on the kickoff.
Yeah.
But that having Bill O'Brien, BC will be Boston's fall team. Mark it. Like, what a perfect timing for this. The Red Sox suck. Gag job. Wiggy right again. God, does that team suck.
Oh, they're awful.
And now you have BC entering the year. They're going to be top 20 now. We got the coach on every Thursday. Mm-hmm. Great idea by this show. And it looks like it's going to be awesome.
And the schedule's pretty when you look at BC's schedule, next week they play Duquesne. Is that who they play next week?
Yeah.
And then the game after that is when they play at Mizzou. Mizzou's another ranked team. And if they could pull that away, there's a chance, based on their schedule, and if they can run the ball and play smart, the playoffs is wide open now, 12 teams.
Great question on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. Any chance the Patriots can borrow any of their O-linemen?
Their O-line looks good.
For the weekend.
Yeah. Castellanos had all the time in the world.
Yeah. All right.
If you feel really old when a guy you watched as a kid's son is playing for BC and Pete Kendall, but his kid is awesome.
Yeah, he's done a good job.
All right. Well, there's a lot to talk about on the show today, and it is a Patriots Monday on a Tuesday, and that means that we will be joined by the head coach, Gerard Mayo, at about 8:20, somewhere around 8:20 or 8:30. We will talk with Gerard Mayo as the Patriots get ready, finally, for week one, and the... How do you say the team that they're playing?
The Bengals.
Thank you,
Sean.
Very much.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I don't know if you know this. It's based off the Bengal tiger.
Yes, it is.
So Bengals.
Well done.
What? Coach Mayo turned into a disciplinarian over the weekend after inappropriate Instagram Live over a parking ticket. Oh. So we'll get to talk to him about that.
That was interesting.
It was kind of interesting.
That was definitely interesting.
So
pretty wild. The old coach, Mr. No Excuses, blaming taxes for not getting players. That was interesting.
You missed that
week.
One.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Dude, the dumbest thing I've ever heard. If you're going to guarantee more money, you get the tax is irrelevant. You get the money off the cap.
Well, there's some reason... If you're willing to pay Brandon Ayuk $32 million, as we learned over the weekend,
right,
and he's not willing to come here, there's some reason.
Something.
There's some sort of an issue.
Like
some
Courtney
point.
Said, something smells fishy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's the ocean.
But we will talk with Gerard Mayo at 8:20 or 8:30 this morning.
It really shouldn't have a big fishy smell.
It should not have a big fishy smell.
Shouldn't.
It is an issue. You missed that too, Curtis.
I missed that.
We were talking about sushi, just to be clear.
Yes, yes,
we
were. Yep. Yes, I assumed so.
Uh-huh. And also, it's a Thai Tuesday. So
you couldn't try to do what Courtney does. Like, if it was on purpose, it would never be as good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
100%, Curtis.
It really shouldn't have a big fishy smell.
No, it really shouldn't. How does the joke go, Curtis? The dad joke? The blind gentleman.
Oh.
Who he was.
I just had vacation. I don't need another one.
Blind squirrel finds a nut?
No. There was a blind guy. Wait, you won't believe this. He was walking by a fish market.
Right.
And he said, "Good morning, ladies." Which is just, that is just wildly inappropriate.
It really is.
Why, it really is.
That's terrible.
It really is. It's just wrong.
It really shouldn't have a big fishy smell.
Right. Alright, Ty Law at 9 this morning.
Yep.
So can't wait to get Ty back. It's a big week. Curtis mentioned that Coach Bill O'Brien will join us every week during the NFL season. That includes Thursday. So on a short week, we got a lot to get to on this morning's show, including our leads coming up in just about 10 minutes at around 6:25. And then they set it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend. We will definitely talk about what Aaron Rodgers believes could be the outcome of this season for his New York Jets. He's very excited about this season, Aaron Rodgers. A bold prediction from Aaron Rodgers.
My prediction about the Jets being a dumpster fire looks better by the day.
Yeah.
They are going to absolutely suck, and he's going to blame everybody.
It could go either way. I mean, it is a talented football team, but if people are describing it from the outside as a dumpster fire or whatever,
if he's healthy, they'll be fine.
But they're going to lose week one, even if he's healthy, in San Francisco Monday Night Football.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I mean.
The Super Bowl loss hangover is a real thing.
And the Jets, their D is tough, man. Their D is legit. And if Rodgers is, if he's healthy, Rodgers is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. So, I mean, it might be a dumpster fire as far as some of the stuff that's going on behind the scenes, but I don't think it affects them on the field if Rodgers is healthy. Plus, we're not going to be able to see their dumpster fire because Oz is going to be raging like a massive one here in New England.
Okay.
We're going to be like, what are the Jets doing? We can't see.
I don't know. There are people who continue to tell me that they believe, honestly believe, that the Patriots have a legit chance of stealing one this weekend when it
stealing
comes to Cincinnati.
Yeah, like, okay.
I'm just telling you. You don't hear it? I hear it from people all the time.
It's a good spot, Wiggy, because you got the Bengals. Mm-hmm. They have the Chiefs next week.
Right.
Their leading receiver hasn't been practicing. Burrow missed most of last season. They could be looking past the Patriots.
They could.
It happened to the Patriots against bad teams early in the year on teams that end up winning Super Bowls.
It's any given Sunday. I get it. But your defense has to be way better than it was last year, because I think your offense might take a step back based on your quarterback situation. A lot of the stuff that I get is, why isn't Drake May starting? That's what I get when I see people. What's the reason and why? And I'm like,
well, you'll be able to get more from Mayo about that this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, at least we'll try.
Yes. Oh, I mean, he's generally very forthcoming. Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing. Not necessarily people say that they could steal a win. It's more about, why isn't he playing, or when will we see him out there?
So. Make sure you say you're confused before you ask the question, though, because that's when he gives you more.
Yeah, I am definitely confused. Yeah. I think we all are confused about is how everything played out, especially after last week. And looking into it, could the Pats, go into Cincinnati and Cincinnati be looking past them? Yeah, that's possible, but they better be on point with everything, in my opinion.
Yeah. All right, well, we will get to talk to the head coach of the New England Patriots about all of that this morning in a couple of hours after we get to our leads, and they said it. News with Courtney coming up at around 7:45 this morning, and speaking of Courtney Cox, here she is with an update on what is trending first thing this morning.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, this show is full of winners in college football this morning. The number one Georgia Bulldogs took down number 14 Clemson 34-3 on Saturday, while, of course, BC went to Tallahassee to take down FSU last night 28-13. Your Georgia Bulldogs look pretty
elite,
though.
My Minutemen didn't look so good.
I know.
They didn't look good. They struggled. Their biggest thing right now is they can't get after the quarterback. No sniff, no pressure in the pass rush game.
Did the boys play?
Nah, they didn't play.
Well, there's the issue.
Well, that's one area where my oldest could contribute. But, every game, every week is another opportunity. Yep. That was the biggest area where they kind of lost it a little bit.
I feel like Mrs. Wiggins needs to make some baked goods for the head coach.
Maybe she should. She should make some brownies or something.
Yeah.
Or she should cook up maybe her mac and cheese or something.
Right.
I was in your neck of the woods, Courtney, and I found a place that the mac and cheese, whoo, slaps you. Is that what the kids say? Slaps.
Yeah.
What is it called? Hunters? Shout out to Chef Lambo.
You were at Hunter's?
What?
Yes. And no call, no text.
Well, it was a last minute thing.
That's the way he rolls.
Stop it. I was checking with Greg.
You get a call.
Yeah, I was checking.
No, I didn't. You were at Hunter's this weekend?
I was there yesterday.
Oh, I was around.
Yeah, but Hunter's is not the seaport, though. I check in when I come to the seaport.
It's Southie. It's right next
door. Yeah, I know. I should have checked in with Courtney and Curtis, but it was a last-minute thing.
Okay. You still could have.
Yeah, it was a last-minute thing.
All right, next time.
Quick shout-out to Sean McDonough. He did the Georgia-Clemson game.
Yes.
Most watched Saturday noon kickoff ever. Mm.
The broadcast last night, not great. The quality was terrible. The sound kept cutting out. Well, the sound kept cutting out, and then the time was all wrong.
Yeah.
They kept screwing up with the time. They also said that Florida State lost to Georgia Tech in London, which wasn't the case, right? Yeah. They were in Ireland?
They were in Ireland, yeah.
A crazy story for the 49ers as rookie wide receiver Ricky Pearsall is out of the hospital now after being shot in the chest during an attempted robbery Saturday afternoon. Pearsall's mother said Sunday in a social media post that the bullet exited out her son's back, missed his vital organs, adding that he is extremely lucky.
And I don't know, what they were saying. He was, he was coming out of a signing and he fought back. Sometimes I always say, man, just give it up. Ain't nothing worth it in life.
They were going for his Rolex.
Yeah. Hey, man, you want the Rolex? Take it.
No,
you got it.
No, you have. He was signing autographs.
Yeah.
Went into a mall or something afterwards, and they went for the Rolex.
Yeah, just give it up, man. You can always get another Rolex.
Get another life.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Well.
And talk about this. I mean, he's not going to see...
Yeah, I don't think so. And
they said it's only going to take him 4 weeks
There's
to come
no
back.
Way.
I don't
like,
know.
It,
and again, Brian Robinson only took like 4 or 5 weeks to come back, and he got shot in the leg.
Right.
Yeah.
And
the chest.
And the lady said, the lady who kind of saved them, the police officer, he asked, he was like, yo, am I going to die?
Right.
So, I mean, just give it up, man. If it's a roly, whatever, you'll always get what you want back, so.
It's crazy. The Patriots announced their captains, David Andrews, Juwan Bentley, Jacoby Brissett, Dietrich Wise, Jabril Peppers, and Joe Cardona will be your captains when the Pats take on the Bengals on Sunday.
We'll be able to ask Gerard Mayo about doing things differently down there this season when it comes to captains.
All right.
They will wear the C on their jersey.
Oh, okay.
And unlike when Bill was the coach, the players' vote actually counted.
All right.
The Red Sox dropped one to the Mets, 4-1 yesterday. Brian Baio won 5 innings, giving up 4 runs on 7 hits while striking out 4. They've got another one with the Mets tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Cutter Crawford getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. That is what's trending. Here is Curtis, back and better than ever with your weather.
Excellent start to the week, Courtney.
Okay,
53 degrees and clear. I have to say, it's good to be home. I love it. I love being back with you guys. It's great to start off the fall. But dark coming into work just sucks.
Mm.
But it'll be a beautiful day. 53 degrees, afternoon high, sunny in the mid.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
70s.
It is a Patriots Monday on a tie Tuesday. And so Gerard Mayo, head coach of the New England Patriots, coming up at 8:20 or thereabouts this morning. And the great Ty Law back on this show for yet another season. And we will talk to Ty Law about week one of the NFL season at 9 on this morning's show. This is Matt from Cranston, Rhode Island. Hello, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Wiggy, my wife and I are both UMass grads, so I want to know maybe at a home game if you want to partake in some devil's lettuce with us.
Oh!
All right, what is devil's lettuce?
Well, I mean, the FCC... The Federal Communications Commission does not like when one talks about that.
All right.
It is what you... It's your show prep. It's what you do in the morning.
Okay. I never heard that before.
And in the mid-morning, and at lunch, yes, and in the afternoon, and in the evening.
Yeah.
It's what you use to calm down
to relieve myself of any stress that might be out there.
Right.
Yes.
I would say, listen. You can find me in Lot 11 down at UMass. I would partake in the devil's lettuce, but unfortunately on game day, I try to stay as focused and locked in as I can.
Okay, good.
For watching my
kids play.
You
have a medical card though, so you're fine.
No, in Massachusetts, you don't need a medical card.
Oh.
Are we gonna try to do a listener tailgate for a BC game after BC, Boston College, stunned the football world last night with a win?
I would like to. I wanted to do it even before the win. Even if they lost, I wanted to do it. But now, man, Wiggy has me so excited. During the break, he's going through the schedule. He's like, "I they've got a good chance."
Yeah.
Like a good chance. We're week one.
But that's such a huge night, too, for recruiting. Yeah. Like this sole game, the last Monday without the NFL. You're the only game in town. Yeah. I bet you did a better number than the Sox last night. And,
oh, yeah.
And that was just so spectacular. And it was so unimaginative. It wasn't this unbelievable game plan. It was just they are what BC's always been great at. Awesome offensive line. Control the ball. You have a quarterback that's spectacular. And the defense is legit.
Yeah, the D is good.
Like, God, it was such a... I am so shocked that that is Boston College.
When I tell you, we played them in Tallahassee either my sophomore or junior year. And when we got on the flight after the game, people were just happy that no one died. Like, literally, it was such a bloodbath that people were worried about the players' safety from BC that nobody cared about the score. Like, we got on the plane. It was the most depressing flight back and, you know, 1 a.m. And the fact that from then to... That's why I was so excited last night and I'm so excited this morning. It's because that's my last memory in Tallahassee, and to see them go out there and be able to do that. Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe we'll work on it with Bill O'Brien. He'll be on the show Thursday morning. So we'll work on some kind of, maybe we'll do a foundation fundraiser tailgate thing. And maybe if we do it early enough, Bill O'Brien can come out and give us a rah-rah alma mater. We'll do a live version. Curtis on the drums.
I love it.
On For Boston.
And we're going to need to extend him soon because there are going to be teams calling for him already.
This is Dave from Nashua. What's up, Dave?
Good morning, Greg. Great show.
Thank you.
I wanted to start over. Chris Curtis, thank you for welcome back home.
Oh, thank
Sorry.
You.
Sorry, first thing in the morning, I'm a mess.
Same.
I thought I saw you on my trip last week.
Oh.
Ooh, where were you?
You in Greece?
I was, yes. I was in Greece. I was not in Greece. I wish I was. It sounds lovely.
Oh, you have a doppelganger.
Curtis has a doppelganger.
Was I happier?
The guy looked just like you, then I had to do a triple take. I'm like, boy, you let us see it grow a little bit, but looks like him.
Poor guy. No, there's only one. Sadly, it's me.
I'd like to go to Greece.
Me too.
Never been to Greece.
I would like to as
place
well.
Looks, Santorini looks beautiful.
Yeah.
But then they did this thing like on social media. You know how they always show like the beautiful pictures from there?
Uh-huh.
Then they showed what it really looks like, and the place is an absolute zoo. It looks...
Jeez, wait a minute. Are you saying social media is a lie?
Oh, no. I've never been to Santorini, but I guess there's a lot of people there that go, and it gets crowded and all that stuff.
It's a tourist trap.
Yeah, but when you see it on social media, like they're always showing it, they don't show that side
of it. I know.
It
looks so great.
I think you're probably better off staying
like
on.
Looks like there's five people over there.
Well,
get there, there's like 100.
But you went to the Amalfi Coast, right?
Yes, I went to the Amalfi Coast.
Was it jam-packed?
No, it really wasn't. Not when I went.
That's why I think Santorini is more like they don't show you that element of it.
By the way, I had a great time over the weekend. I went to a place I had never been before, Kootuit.
Are they going to say Springfield?
No, on the Cape. Beautiful spot.
Looked gorgeous.
It was great. Great recommendations from the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Stopped on the way down at the Lobster Trap. Had a delicious lobster roll down there. Went to the Chart Room, the legendary Chart Room. Had some Clams Casino on Saturday after Sunday afternoon, whatever it was. Saw our good friend Jay Miller over at the Courtyard.
And then on a boat. Looked very nice.
Went on Jay Miller's boat, Wiggy.
DMs was driving. Not bad.
Yes.
I'd love to drive a boat.
Yeah, DMs. Jay let DMs drive the boat. It was great. It was so many incredible places that you always go to you go to Falmouth, you go to Hyannis, but beautiful, beautiful place.
Yeah.
Kootuit. So it was a lot of fun. Went to the Coop, which is what they call their little store there. Curtis got some steak tips, threw them out on the grill. You know how it goes.
Oh, yeah. My prediction is the steak tips at the Coop were probably $30 a pound.
Absolute disaster, though. Bullet.
Oh, no.
Got stung by three yellow jackets.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, pray
and
for
you
Bullet.
would have thought that there was, like, it was like the lead up to the movie with Macaulay Culkin. What's that? My Girl?
Oh, stop. I can't think about that movie.
DMs was in an absolute panic. DM's mom was trying to get Siri to tell her where the nearest 24-hour vet place was. And that, I mean, DMs was very, very upset about the whole thing, but it turned out fine.
He's okay.
He's fine.
Where did he get stung?
In his nether area.
Oh, no.
Did you have to suck out the needle?
I did not suck the poison
out.
I did not, Curtis.
Venom?
But it was just an absolute terrifying moment.
I have to say that Bullet's Instagram does not take very beautiful photos of Bullet, but not always getting Greg in the most flattering of lights.
Well, what you missed last week is that Bullet and DMs has introduced Greg to Chapel Roan, and he's a big fan.
Yeah, I do. I love
Pink Pony Club.
I love the Pink Pony Club.
Greg is a Pink Pony boy.
Yeah.
I leave for a week and I have a new host.
Yeah. So, yeah, you could, if you want, you can follow Bullet on Instagram, Beantown Bullet.
Yeah, follow him.
Oh. Speaking of Beantown, are we going to address at some point this morning the text message from the governor of the Commonwealth that was an absolute shot over the bow of the SS Wiggins?
Yeah, I saw that.
Are we going to discuss that at some point?
Tell her to come into the city first before she says that.
I would tread lightly, considering she's going to be the AG if Kamala wins.
All right. Well, anyway, we have a lot to get to on this morning's show, including this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
And your lead, hello, good morning.
Good.
I didn't get to listen yesterday because I was on the Cape. How was the show yesterday?
It was good. Me and Fitzy had a nice little time.
Excellent.
Yeah, 3 hours flew by like it was nothing, you know?
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Well done.
A lot of football talk. So if you weren't listening, you can go back, find that on the Odyssey app. Okay. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
And this Sunday, don't you have a show?
I'll be making an appearance on the WEI NFL or Football Sunday.
Whoa.
So.
Jeez, man on the double come up.
All right.
Okay. All right.
You know, just, you know, Greg, doing what I can. I'm getting as many reps as I can here.
Yeah.
Ken offers me an opportunity. I'm going to jump at it, you know?
Any kind of an additional appearance fee for doing that, or is that on the schneid?
You know, that's a discussion between Ken and I.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Or maybe somebody over Ken's head. Who knows?
Okay.
Run it up the flagpole.
Yeah, I got to run that up the flagpole.
Okay. All right. We'll see how you do, and maybe you'll find a little something extra in your paycheck down the road.
You know what, Greg? Honestly, I get to talk ball for a couple hours. Yeah. All I want, I'll take a block of cheese. That's good payment, I think.
Don't maybe throw that out. That's discounted parking at the Prudential Center garage.
Right. It's either that or stay home in some kind of leather S&M outfit and get beaten up by your girlfriend. So
That's not really a Sunday thing, Greg. Sunday is a day of rest.
That's the Lord's Day.
Yes, exactly. Right.
How dare you?
Okay.
Rest up from Saturday's affairs.
Oh, God in heaven.
But so my lead this morning is actually, you kind of brought it up already a little bit here, Greg. There's been some simmering voices here and there about the Patriots possibly making a run at the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday.
Yes.
Nick Fitzy Stevens, who I was with yesterday, was one of those voices.
Oh, he was.
Yes. I don't buy it. I got to tell you. I think the mortal lock of the century might be every Patriots team total under until Drake May hits the field. I will take the under 40.5 in that Patriots-Bengals game. It is just shy of a week away. I'll make the bet now. Don't care. It is the lowest total on the board for a reason. The Patriots, I don't know, will score more than 10 points. I'm pretty sure that they may not even average 10 points a game over the first 4 weeks
of
the season.
You think six of them they get on D?
They might. Honestly, I wouldn't be shocked if six of their points resulted in Joe Burrow fumble because of a sack or interception that led to a field goal after the offense couldn't move. Mm. Like, it's just, that's kind of the way this is going to go. I don't think the offense is going to be very good, even against a bad Cincinnati defense. So 8.5 points is a lot. I would stay away. I just love the under in this game, and I will bet it till the cows come home.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Curtis, welcome back.
It is so good to be back. And at one point, I was within a couple buttons of calling into this show because the revisionist history about the quarterback controversy created by Gerard Mayo vis-a-vis Bill Belichick was so inaccurate. Bill Belichick single-handedly created a controversy when he responded to a question by me of if healthy, will Mac be the starter when he returns by saying, I don't answer to hypothetical questions. He did answer to the hypothetical question when it was Cam Newton and Matt Cassel. Bill Belichick, his entire career was alienating quarterbacks all the way back to Bernie Kosar, through Drew Bledsoe, through Tom Brady, through Mac Jones, up and down the list. I don't know if Gerard Mayo is going to be a great coach. Odds are he probably won't have a long career because it's really hard and this team is not very talented. But to say that Gerard Mayo is somehow in over his head because of the way in which he's handling the quarterback room is just to ignore the last 3 years. The reason Gerard Mayo is where he is because Bill Belichick screwed up the quarterbacks 3 straight times from the end of Brady to Cam Newton to Mac Jones. So I just feel like there's enough crap that Mayo's going to have to deal with. But to say that he is in somehow over his head because he mishandled the announcement of the starter is, to me, to ignore what has been going on here the last 3 years. So I don't know. I don't know if Gerard Mayo is going to be great, but Bill Belichick royally effed up the quarterback room, and that's why Mayo's here in the first place.
Hmm. All right. Excellent lead, Curtis.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
We have decided, or I have decided.
I have decided.
Another one. I said it's not Gerard Mayo's decision. Right again.
All right. Gerard Mayo on this show at about 8:20 or 8:30 this morning. And we will return with the rest of our leads next. It is a Patriots Monday on a Tie Tuesday, and we will be joined in an hour and a half or so by the head coach of the New England Patriots, Gerard Mayo, around 8:20 or 8:30 this morning. And the great Ty Law will be on this show at 9. And every Tuesday throughout the NFL season, Ty Law tomorrow on this show, Boomer Esiason is back. And Boomer will join us every Monday for the rest of this NFL season. So Boomer back on the show tomorrow morning. Thursday, Bill O'Brien will join us. And Friday, Jelani Tavai, New England Patriots linebacker. So full week, every week. Of the NFL season, which is finally here. Thursday and Friday night this week. Games. How exciting is that?
Very.
Thursday and Friday night.
Doesn't everything feel better when you have football to look forward to?
Yes, it really does. Like, I'm depressed, so depressed about summer coming to an end. I've talked about it endlessly ad nauseum, but football helps. So
great game Thursday night, too.
Yes, absolutely. Oof. Well, wait till you hear my lead.
But, okay.
Curtis is back, which is great. And we'll get to They Said It in about 10 minutes or so. Quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. And we'll talk about Aaron Rodgers, who has a bold prediction for this Jets football team. Courtney, we got your lead briefly.
Can I ask for something?
Yeah.
I see Dan, BC fan, on the line right now in Maine. Yes. Could I give my slot to him to give his feelings?
Sure. I haven't seen... your lead was just how excited you are about Boston College football.
Correct.
You and Curtis and others after that stunning victory last night. Hello, Dan?
Yes, Dan from Hyde Park initially, but I moved up to Maine 3 years ago and a longtime BC season ticket holder. Unfortunately, I gave my tickets up. I've been fighting through cancer. I'm headed down to Dana-Farber later and wanted to give a shout-out to you, Greg, for all of the focus that you give on Dana-Farber every year. Love your show. Jackson's a good man. I like you all. You're awesome. Wiggy, I grew up in Mission Hill. But BC, I'm like Wiggy. I'm buying into it. I think they're going to have a phenomenal year. But like O'Brien said last night, he's taking it one series at a time, you know. And I'm just so grateful to have a chance to watch them on TV. I don't know if I'll get to a game because I'm still fighting through my illness. But I want to thank you all and wish you all the best. And go Patriots, too. Thanks.
Oh. We're rooting for you, Dan.
Yeah, yeah,
Dan.
We Good luck, are Dan. Rooting for you. Great job, Courtney. And Dan, keep fighting.
Yeah, that's all you can do, brother.
We're here for you, whatever you need. So keep us up to date, Dan. All right.
I think he hung up.
All right, he hung up. But yeah, if we do a BC tailgate with Bill O'Brien, mm-hmm. and we'll ask him about it on Thursday, we should make sure that we try to find a way to get Dan there.
Yep.
Get some BC diehard listeners to come out with us.
All right, Wiggy.
All right, good morning. So I'm going to piggyback a little bit.
What are you doing with the hair, by the way?
It's dreads.
It's new every single day.
Yeah, yeah, we're going dreads. We're dreading it up.
Okay.
We're dreading it up. Locks.
I like
younger.
It.
Younger.
Yeah, wagwan, man. Bringing the Caribbean roots back.
I like it.
I love it.
Bring them back.
Yeah, you look good.
Preach.
Thank you. So we'll let it grow. See, we switch it up every now and then. But now it's locked up, so we let it grow for a while and see how far we can get it.
Okay, I like it.
Maybe I'll be a true Rastafari.
Maybe.
Someday. This is for Courtney and Curtis and all the BC fans out there. Watching the game last night, you guys know I'm a big college football fan, and wondering, could BC bring that energy to the New England area when it comes to college football? I think a lot more people are into college football nowadays because of the betting opportunities that they have out there. So the question I was thinking to myself when I'm watching to the game, and I know we have Billy O on and I'd like to, and I'm going to ask him this. He was successful in the NFL, but is he one of those guys that might be more suited for college football? Guys like Nick Saban, we've seen guys like Steve Spurrier, a guy like Chip Kelly, where they do okay in the NFL, but they really, really are about being college football coaches, because we know what Billy O did at Penn State after that whole Joe Paterno debacle down there. And so if he can turn BC football around and kind of get it, I don't know if it's ever been at a point, and I'm no BC alum, and I guess you'd have to ask, get it to a point where people are like really, really interested in it. Is he somebody that we see that says, you know what, I prefer the college football world, and I'm going to go the route of maybe being successful and kind of me. I'm not saying he's going to be Nick Saban, but could he be that guy and goes, I'm not going back to the NFL. I love the college football scene, and that's where my home really is.
Yeah. I mean, as alums, you guys would have to tell me, when would you say the last time that Boston College football was really relevant was?
Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
Wow, we did it at the same time.
Yeah, you did.
Good job, Curtis.
Yes. And I would also say I would say no shot, but Father Leahy leaving. Thank God Father Leahy is leaving Boston College. Don't let the door hit you. So I'm very hopeful that the next president of Boston College, Charlie Baker, throw it out there, is someone that understands the importance of collegiate athletics and how it doesn't demean somebody else's degree if you have a good basketball and football team.
Yeah.
But I think Bill O'Brien's wife being an alum, he's been all around the world. He's coached in the South, everywhere else. He's been an NFL coach. There is the chance that this is his job for the next 20 years.
Yeah. You don't want any pesky academic requirements to get in the way of football, is what you're saying.
Of course not. It doesn't. Wait, Notre Dame, does it impact the degree at Notre Dame or Stanford or Wake Forest?
Did you see Castellanos after the game, though? They were asked, like, oh, big week, so what's your week going to look like now after this win? He's like, well, I go to Boston College, so I have class tomorrow. Yeah. Like, that was his only response. I also don't think we should overlook the addition of Berge. Like, I think Berge being chief of staff, like, keeps things pretty tight and keeps things in order. That's what BC needed, I think, with the football team. They needed, like, a hard-headed coach, and I mean that lovingly, in the case of Bill O'Brien, and to have Berge behind him, next to him, and I think the way that they're running, it's going to be a tight ship, and that's what they need.
Okay. Great lead, Wiggy.
You got it.
Thank you. Big win. Big win for Boston College last night.
Go Eagles, go Eagles.
Yep.
Huge win. We got to take a break. I'll get to my lead next. I'll make it quick. There is, and I hate even bringing this up, but there is only one thing. Correction. Only one person who can ruin my excitement about the start of this NFL season on Thursday. Just one person. And that I'm starting to hear whispers and mumblings about said person. So I will get to that in my lead coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.